Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, which is the top line on page Mem Ches, the page following 94. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Im Eino Ela Kos Echad, a person only has one kos of wine, Mekadesh Bo Balayla, Ve'eino Toe Mimenu. So what he does is he makes Kiddush with it Friday night, and he doesn't drink from that kos. Shelo yathimenu, so he shouldn't cause it to become pogum. El shofech bimenu lekos acher. Rather, he pours from the kiddush cup into a different cup. V'toim yayin shel kiddush meakos asheni, and he takes a drink of the kiddush wine from the second kos. Ulamacher mekadesh b'mashen nishar b'kos rishon. And then the next morning, when it comes to kiddush Shabbos day, he makes kiddush from that which remains in the first kos. If all he had to start with was an exact revius, and now it's lacking from a revius at night by his drinking, so he can dilute the kos tomorrow in order to be mashlim the shear of a revius, because we know you have to have a revius always to make kiddush. This whole discussion that you can use the kos for Friday night is all talking about where you have another kos of yayin that's set aside for Avdolah. Shem lo kein, because if not so, that you don't have a kos both for Kiddush Friday night and for Avdolah, mutav sheyanichenu l'Avdolah. It's better to leave the one kos that you have for Avdolah, sheyef shabipas, because you can't make Avdolah on bread. Mi sheyekadesh alav, rather than making Kiddush on the one kos, v'lo yeh lo yayin l'Avdolah, then you won't have any wine for Avdolah. So since wine can be used for Havdalah only, bread cannot be used for Havdalah, it can be used for Kiddush. So in a case where you only have one cup of wine, so says the Mechaber, you save it for Havdalah, you make Kiddush Friday night on bread. If you have exactly enough for two kosos after it's already diluted, so yekadesh b'alayla be'echad, you'll make kiddush for a night with one of them, v'yavdil al hasheni, and you'll make hadol on the second one, v'lo yekadesh b'ayom, and you'll skip kiddush Shabbos day, the kiddush halayla odif, because kiddush for a night is more important than kiddush on Shabbos day. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Nun, the Mechaber first said, if you only have one kos, you make kiddush at night with that kos, you don't drink that directly from the kos, you don't want to make a pogum. Rather, you pour from it to another kos and drink from the second kos. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Nun, Shofech Memenu, Keshir Melo Lugmav, you'll pour out from the original kos that you made Kiddush on, the Shir of a Melo Lugmav into a second kos, and you'll drink from there, Sifkata Nun Aleph. Uba Magen Avram Hiskim Udas HaTosos. However, the Magen Avram agrees to the Shita HaTosos. The koshal chova tzarech lios hatiim adafka mikosh yeish bo revius yayin. Whenever you're drinking from a kos shel bracha, a kos of a chiyuv, the tasting, the drinking has to be from a kos that's holding a revius. And therefore, this eitz of pouring off from a lugmav and drinking from the second kos, you're not drinking from a kos that's holding a revius. The alkein, and therefore, hanochon shiasakach. The best eitz is to do as follows. You'll pour in the beginning from the original kos that you made kiddush on into another cup. But you want to be careful that you leave over in the original kos the shear of a revius. And then from that revius that is still in the kiddush cup, you're going to drink a melolugmav. Then you're going to pour back the wine that you had poured out into the second kos back to the first kos. The bazen nitkan pikimaso, that way you fix up that which you made the first cup pogum. Ukid well besimin kuf pei beis above. V'yuchal akadish alav im yesh bo ata revias yayin, and then you can make kiddush on it again Shabbos day, assuming it now has a revias of wine. The after bel yirabba docha dvarav, even though the yirabba pushes off these words of the Magen Avram that you should drink from the original kos after pouring some off. The sover de kaatzas hashulchan aruch adifa tvei. And he holds that the Eitzah of the Shulchan Aruch that you pour into a second kos and drink from the second kos is a better Eitzah. I am a Tosefa Shabbos, she is for looking at Tosefa Shabbos, who answers for the Magen Avram against the Kasha of the El Yerabba. Sivkotan Nun Beis goes on that which the Mechaber said, after you made the kos Friday night, and Lefi the Mechaber, you poured off to a different kos, you drank from the second kos, the next day you're going to make Kiddush on that which remains in the first kos. Says the Mishabura, Mi Loshon Zeh Mashma De Mekadish Bezeh HaKos Gufa. From the Loshon of Mechaber, it's Mashma that the same exact kos that you used Friday night, you're now going to use Shabbos Zeh. V'after Le'elbis of Yud Kosav De Tzorach Lios HaKos Mali. Even though we just learned before that a kos ideally should be Mali, it should be full. Zeh Rak LeMitzvah. That's only for a mitzvah. V'ein Ma'akev in Ein Lo. But if you don't have a kos Mali, it's not Ma'akev. And therefore, even though you poured off some of the wine into a second cup and drank from it, so now the first kos obviously is lacking. Still, assuming it's holding Revias, you can still make Kiddush on a Shabbos day. It's not the best way because it's not Mali, but it's also okay. U'poshedim yeshlo kos acher kotem mizeh. It's obvious if you have a smaller kos than this one, tzorech lishpo chayayin l'silcho k'dei she'yia Mali. You'd have to pour the wine into the smaller kos in order to make it Mali, if you're able to. The Mechaber then said, if you only had one exact revius, and then you drank some of it Friday night, so you don't have a revius, so you should dilute it Shabbos morning to be mashlim revius. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan and Gimel revius, but Tzimtzum Lavdafka. It doesn't have to be that you have an exactly a revius. Elohu adinim afilu yesh lo yoser mizeh. Could be you even have a little more than a revius. But after you drank Friday night, the shir of melalugmav lo yishar lo kashir revius. Now you're left after Kiddush Friday night with less than a revius. Ela denokar hochi, but it mentions the case of a revius mitzumtzum l'revusa as a chiddush. The afilu bazeh yesh lo takana idei mezigas mayim. That even in this case, when you started with only a revius and now it got smaller, so it's much less than a revius, still there's an eitzah of doing the zigas mayim, of diluting it with water. Umayri kishahaya hayayim chazak. Obviously, we're talking about a case where the wine was very strong. Sha'achara mezigo yuchal kadishal, that even after the diluting, it's still fit to be made kiddush upon. V'ayin lakama v'sim reisha in beis sivhei. Sivkotan nundalat is one language the Mechaber says this whole discussion is dafka if you have another kos for Havdalah. If not, it's better to leave it for Havdalah because you can't make Havdalah on bread. Says the Mishabura Koi Adalil. This line of the Mechaber is going back on what we said before. Shekosa, where he wrote the Kishiishla Kos Echar Mekadish Babalaila. The Mechaber started off and saying, if you have only one Kos, so you make Kiddush on a Friday night. Vashmeina, now the Mechaber is telling us that even that case, that you make Kiddush only Friday night, is Dafka if you have another Kos for Havdalah. Sivkotan Nunhei. Because if not, we said it's better to save the one Kos you have for Havdalah, because you can't make Havdalah on bread. We're obviously talking about a case over here. You have one kos, it's exactly the size of a revius. It's already diluted, so there's no way to get it any bigger. The ilav hachi, because if that wasn't the case, halo yochel kadosh balayla, because then you can make kiddush Friday night. Ulumazgo lashlimu gam lahadol v'kanal, and then you could dilute it during the day and be mashlim it to the shear of a revius to be used for Havdalah. So when we're saying you have exactly one kos, it means it's exactly the shear of a revius, and it's already diluted, so you can't make another kos from this once you're going to drink it once. And therefore the Mechaber is saying, best to use it for Havdalah. Sivkata nunvav, shi'anichenu l'Havdalah. V'yesh omrim the kiddush halayla adav me'Havdalah. Some say, no, kiddush Friday night is more important than Havdalah. V'afilu l'das ha'shulchan aruch, and even according to the sheet of the shulchan aruch that says, save it for Havdalah, im yesh lo sheicher l'Havdalah, if he has beer for Havdalah, mutav l'kaddish halayayin, it would be better to make kiddush on wine. The halukuli alma madil and ashicher, because everyone agrees that you are allowed to make Havdalah on beer. K'mo shekasa v'sim reis ha'divav sebez, like we'll see shortly. V'kiddush ashicher harbi poskim ostrim, but to make kiddush on beer, many poskim say it's usher. The gamala pas machmir Rabbeinu Tam, and even making kiddush on bread is not lokuyama. Rabbeinu Tam is machmir; you can't make kiddush on bread. V'lochena, therefore, afilu b'shachris, even kiddush Shabbos morning tov yoser shi'kadosh al yayin. It's better to make the kiddush on the wine in v'yeshlo shechar l'Havdalah. So according to everyone, we're saying although it's a machlokas, if you have only one kos, should use it for Havdalah or should use it for kiddush. It's pashut if you have beer that can be used for Havdalah, then you should use whatever wine you have for Kiddush Friday night or Kiddush Shabbos morning and save the beer for Havdalah. Mio, however, mashenogu l'kaddish v'beis haknesses v'gam l'havdil, that which we have a minute to make Kiddush in shul and to make Havdalah in shul, but zeh b'vaday Havdalah shu l'hotzi rab midei chavos an odif mekiddush she'enu el minun. It's for sure better if you have only one kos in shul to save it for Havdalah, because by Havdalah you're being motzi the rabbin, their chiyav of Havdalah. That's certainly better than using it for Kiddush, which is only a minug. The last point the Mechaber told us is that if you have two kosos, one is used Friday night, one is used for Havdalah, because the Kiddush Friday night is more important than the Kiddush Shabbos day. says the Mishaburu Kidl Besimin Zesiv Gimel, like we saw earlier in this very Simin Esiv Gimel, Vayin Shabbat Mishaburu Esiv Katun Ches, where we pointed out that even though if one might have davened and was Yotze, his Kiddush Daraisa, so now the Kiddush Alayayin Friday night is the Rabbana just like Shabbos Day, but we said over there still, since Lamaisa, the Kiddush Friday night, is Shayach to the Daraisa, that wins out over the Kiddush Shabbos Day. HaMagen Avraham Hevi B'Shem Shorik Nes Agdola. The Magen Avraham brings down from the Shorik Nes Agdola the Tov L'Kadesh Al Kos Gadol, that is good to make Kiddush on a large coast. She Yeshar Me'oso HaKos, that you should have left over from that coast. L'Kiddush Hayom Ula Havdola, that you should make Kiddush on such a big coast that when you finish from that coast, from the Friday night Kiddush, you have enough wine in the same coast to make Kiddush Shabbos Day. When you finish drinking from that, you have enough wine left over in the same coast for Havdola. Obviously, each time you drink it, you'll fix it up so it shouldn't be pogum. And also, of course, if you have a smaller cup to pour it into, you're going to pour it into a smaller cup to make sure that it continuously is mully. Not only Friday night, but also Shabbos Day on a smaller coast, and by Abdullah, even a smaller coast. But there's an inyan to have all the yayin in one coast that you're going to be using for Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos Day Kiddush, and Abdullah, to have the coast filled with all that wine. Aval Halirabba, Pikpik, Bezer, Minog, Halirabba takes issue with this Minog, the Chemba, my Mordechai, the Mayan Bezer, and my Mordechai also refuses this Minog, the Kosav, and he writes that Tov Yosher Lassus Kuminagenu, it's better to be knowing like our Minog, that we take a separate coast for each kosher bracha, for Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos Day Kiddush, and for Abdullah. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sifyud Beis, Achar Shekiddush Al HaKos, after one made Kiddush on the coast of Yayin, Notel Yodav, he washes his hands, Umbavarech Anot Tilas Yadayim, and he makes a bracha of Anot Tilas Yadayim. V'inotel Yodav Kodem Kiddush, if one washed his hands before Kiddush, so Golidaitei Derifta Chadivalei, he has revealed by washing his hands before Kiddush, that bread is more chaviv to him than wine, so then the din is V'lo Yekaddush Al HaYayin, then he shouldn't make Kiddush on the wine, El Al HaPas. So a person should ideally, says the Mechaber, after he makes Kiddush, then wash his hands. But if he washes his hands before Kiddush, that reveals that the bread is more chaviv to him. And in that case, even though he has wine, he should make Kiddush on the bread. The Ramos says, V'yesh omen de lechatchilu yesh lito yodav kodem ha-kiddush ulekaddush al-yayin. Some say that lechatchilu, one should wash his hands first, then make Kiddush al-yayin, and then make the hamotzi afterwards. V'chein ha-minog poshib b'medinos elu. Says the Ramo, that is the simple minhog in our medinos. V'ein l'shanos, and one should not veer from this minhog. Rak b'lel Pesach, only on the night of Pesach, k'moshe yisbara simen tof ayin gimel. So says the Mishabura Sivkata Nun Ches, on the first point of the Mechaber, that after Kiddush you wash your hands. V'lo kodem, don't wash your hands before. Kidei shelo yafsik ba'kiddush bein netilas yadayim la'motzi. We don't want to have a hefsik between the netilas yadayim and the hamotzi by having Kiddush in the middle, and therefore one should not wash his hands first. But, says the Mishabura, aval b'nei beiso she'enam mikadshin, but the other family members who are not actually making the Kiddush ba'atzman themselves, el yotzim b'shmiyosam b'alabayis, they're only being yotze with the Kiddush of the b'alabayis, yuchlo lito yedeim kodem. There the Mishabura says, they can wash their hands first, because they're only listening to Kiddush, they're not actually making Kiddush, so for them it's not a hefsek, and this is a very big chiddush, because this is getting involved in the machlokas of Rashi and Ben Yotam, of how Shomea Ka'one works. Rashi says that if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you could just stop and listen to Kaddish or Kedusha, and it could be Yotze, and Ben Yotam says that you can't do that, because since Shomea Ka'one is as if you're saying it, you're being mafsek. So we hear by the Mishabura has been making a chiluk between the Mekadesh and the Shomim. You see he's understanding that Shomea Ka'ona is like Rashi. It's not actually as if you're saying the words, you're just getting credit for the words. Because if it would be like Rabbeinu Tam, so what's the difference if you're making the Kiddush or you're being Yotze, the Kiddush or Shomea Ka'ona? Either way, that Kiddush would be a hefsek between your Netilas Adayim and your Hamotzi. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kotan and Test, the Mechaber said, if you already washed your hands first, so you're showing bread is more chaviv to you than wine, so make Kiddush on bread. V'davka hocha de'ika gam kein chshash hefsek shemikadish al yayin acha netila. Davka in this case, where not only you have the reason of showing that bread is more chaviv to you, but you're also going to have a hefsek of making kiddush on wine between the washing of your hands and the eating of the bread. Like we just mentioned in Sivkata Nunches. But in general, where you did not make a mistake and wash your hands earlier, you are allowed to make kiddush on wine after rifta chaviva la yoser miyayin, even though bread is more chaviv to you than wine. Now there's an interesting note over here, note number 63, the Lashon of the Mishnah here is funny. He's saying in general, if you didn't wash your hands first, it's mutter to make kiddush on wine, even though the bread is more chaviv. So says note 63, Mashmos l'shonu hi, the Mashmos of the Lashon of the Mishnah is she'achal pisha mutter l'kaddish al yayin, even though you're certainly allowed to make kiddush on wine, mikomakom l'chatchil l'yesh l'kaddish al apas, but it's l'chatchil to make kiddush on bread, k'even she'chaviv hi alav, since you like bread better, it's more of an inner l'chatchil to make kiddush on bread. However, Mimasha Kosala Kamamba from the Mishabura later on in Reisha and Beis, Sheish Lochosh Ladas Rabbeinu Tam, he says we should be concerned for Rabbeinu Tam, She'ein Lekadesh Alapas Klada, we should never make Kiddush on bread. V'af Ladas HaRosh Mutter Lekadesh Alapas. Afilim Yeish Lo Yayin Kishachavivi Hiyalav. The Rosh says, you're allowed to make Kiddush on bread, even if you have wine, because the bread is more chavah, but you're allowed to. Mashmosh l'chachil l'kadesh al yayin. The mashmos is that the best way is to make kiddush on wine. V'ulayt sarach ligros kan muta b'moko mutter. So Rav Neuvert says that maybe there's a real mistake over here in the Mishabura. Maybe it means to say, aval ba'am in general, hechad l'onot yodov. So mutav l'kadesh al yayin. It's better to make kiddush on wine. Not mutter, not that you're allowed to, because the Mashmos of the Mishabura as is sounds like there's more of an inyan to make kiddush on bread, but really we see that that's not the case. So maybe instead of mutter, it should say that it's mutav, it's better to make kiddush al hayayin. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Samlech, we said if you accidentally washed your hands before kiddush, you should make kiddush on bread because you're showing it's more chaviv. Haynu d'lakach notel yodah, that's why you washed your hands. Shu ra'evu memar le'achol pas, you were hungry and you're rushing to eat the bread, you're showing it's more chaviv, so make the kiddush on the bread. The Ramah then told us, some say l'chadchila you should always wash your hands before kiddush, and then you can still make the kiddush on the yayin. The Sviru l'hu, because they hold the ein ha-kiddush mikri hefsek. They hold kiddush is not a hefsek between the washing of the hands and eating of the bread. Kevan shoots are the suda. The whole kiddush is in need of the suda. U'lekachi kaddish ala yayin v'yishta ha-kos. And therefore, after washing your hands, you can make kiddush on wine, and you can drink the kos of yayin. V'achakach yivarach ha-motzi v'yivtza ha-pas. And then you can make ha-motzi, and then you can eat the bread. V'kevan de'ein u'hefsek, sri le'l ramah de'tov le'no ke'na chachila. Since it's not a hefsek, the ramah says that it's better to be knowing this way l'chadchila. Mishum, because, d'kishe'ein lo yayin u'mekadesh alapas, in a case where a person doesn't have wine, and he's making kiddush on bread, ba'al korcho tzarech lito yodav kodam ha-kiddush. Then of course, if you're making kiddush on bread, of course you have to wash your hands before you make kiddush. V'al kein tov lino kein tomid ba'ofen echad. And therefore, says the Mishabura, the Rama is saying we want to always be consistent. So since when you have no wine and you're making kiddush on bread, you must wash your hands before kiddush. So even when you have wine and you're making kiddush on wine, you should still wash your hands before the kiddush just to be consistent. The kiddush is a hefsek. It's not a hefsek. It's a tzara suda. So you'll wash your hands, you'll make kiddush, drink the wine, and then you will eat the hamotzi. However, to start diluting the kos of yayin with hot water after you wash your hands before the hamotzi, for sure you shouldn't do that. Because then it takes some time to be careful to make sure that you're diluting it properly. So you don't put in too much water, too little water. That would already be a hesachadas between your natilas hadayim and your hamotzi. So the Ramah ended up saying, "V'chein ha-minog pashim v'dinos eil." That is our minog in these medinos, to wash our hands before kiddush. V'ein l'shanos, says the Mishabura on the top line of 96. Sivkot and Samach Beis, v'kama achronim kosu. Various achronim write the tfei odav lechatchila lekaddish alayayin kodem netilas edayim. That is actually better to do what we do, to make kiddush on the yayin before you wash your hands. Ukadasa machaber, like the machaber said, the bazei yotzei medina lochaladeos, that way your yotzei nikredin according to everyone. Ubekam mekomos nogu kedivreyam, and in various places they are nogu like their words. Mi however, in kfar nota yodav kodim kiddush, if you already made a netilah sedayim before kiddush, bazei yesh lasos karamah, then you should taka do like the ramah. The afal pikein yikadish al yayin, even though you washed your hands already, you should do like the ramah, not like the machaber, and you will make kiddush al yayin and make the hamotzi afterwards. The only exception, the Ramah said, of where you absolutely should make the Kiddush before the Netilas Yadayim is Leil Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah Samagimel Mishum She'oz Mafsikin Harbe Bamiras Hagada Arasuda. If you're going to wash your hands before Kiddush, by the time you get to the Matzah, you're saying the whole Magid, that's going to be a Hefsek, so it's Pashit, that's Seder night. You should not wash your hands before Kiddush according to everyone. Kosa B'der HaChayim In Mikadish Alapas Lahutzi Gamashomim Before one is making Kiddush on bread, to be motzi others, tzrichin hashomim sheyechavnu lotzeis gam bebrichas hamotzi. Those who are listening must be mechaving to be yotzi not only the bracha of kiddush but also the bracha of hamotzi. The imlo yechavnu lebrichas hamotzi, because if not, they be mechaving for the bracha of hamotzi. Rak yechavnu lotzeis bekiddush yom, the only enough kavanah for kiddush hayom. Ubrichas hamotzi rots nachagal levarah ba'aslam b'shasachi. When they plan on making their own hamotzi afterwards, when they get their bread. Osin Isser. They're actually doing an Isser, the Mahapchin Seder HaKiddush Ayin Sham. They're switching on the order of Kiddush. We hold like Beis Hillel. They're supposed to make the bracha on the Yayin or a bracha on the bread and then make the bracha of the Kiddush. Beis Shammai says you make the bracha of the Kiddush and make the bracha on the bread afterwards. So if you're going to not be having Kavana for his bracha of Hamotzi and you make your own Hamotzi afterwards, it turns out that you will first Yotze a bracha of Kiddush and then you Yotze a bracha of the Hamotzi, and that's an Isser because you're following Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel. Now he points out in note number 65, I'll start halfway down, I spoke out the first half. This only applies when we're making Kiddush on bread. Because since we hold you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda, so everyone must eat the bread after the Kiddush. And that's where they get into problems. But if it's a regular kiddush being made on wine, where not everyone has to drink from the wine, like we said in the last year, even if you're not yotze the bracha of agefen, that's only a bracha sanen, and you are still yotze with the bracha of kiddush alone. So this whole idea that you must be mechaven also for the bracha of hamotzi is dafka when you're making kiddush on bread, and since there's a chiyuv kiddush makom suda, everyone must take part of the bread, so you want to make sure that you have your kiddush in the proper order. Let's finish up the last two lines of the Mishnah Berurah. At the end of Sefkat and Samech Gimel, Ulefiza, according to this, Tzrichin Gamkein Lizar Litol Yudeim Beshodim Abalabayis Kishimakadish Alapas. According to this, that the ones who are listening to the Kiddush on the bread atav kavana for both brachas that the Mevarich is saying, they also should be careful to wash their hands at the same time as the Balabayas. The Ilav Hachi, Eich Yichavnu Lotzei Bebrichas Hamotzi Shalo. Because if they didn't wash their hands yet, how would they be Mechavin to be Yotzei with his bracha of Hamotzi? They didn't even wash their hands yet, so they should make sure to wash their hands on the Balabayas before the Kiddush, have kavana for the Hamotzi, the bracha of Kiddush, and then eat the bread to get Kiddush Makom Suda. We will stop here and continue Mirtz Hashem with Sif Yud Gimel in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.